Well, the Turnbull government is in crisis, plunged into crisis yesterday with that leadership ballot, and pressure is building for another leadership challenge within the next 2 days. Up to 9 ministers, 4 of whom served in Malcolm Turnbull's cabinet, have offered to resign after they voted for Peter Dutton in that ballot yesterday, which Malcolm Turnbull won 48 votes to 35. In turn, some leading moderates, including the Deputy Liberal leader, Julie Bishop, are reported to be threatening to resign from the Parliament and strip the government of its majority on the floor of the House if Peter Dutton is elected Prime Minister. Julie Bishop joins us in our Parliament House studios now. Julie Bishop, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Good to be with you.
Are those reports true? Is it true that you have been telling some of your Conservative colleagues that you will quit Parliament if they don't back off?
No, that's not true. I've never made that threat to anyone. I'm determined to work with Malcolm Turnbull to heal the divisions within the party and unite the party so that we can get on and deliver good government for the people of Australia. Lower taxes, particularly lower personal income taxes, lower electricity prices and more job opportunities. That's what I'm focused on.
Would you lead politics if Peter Dutton is elected leader of the Liberal Party and becomes the next Prime Minister?
Well, I don't envisage that happening. I have been working with the Prime Minister and I see that a number of people who voted for Peter Dutton have in fact offered their resignations to the Prime Minister and done the right thing. And they've done the right thing. But the Prime Minister has said that he wants them to remain in the ministry. And I understand that a number of them have agreed to do so and back Malcolm Turnbull. So the Prime Minister was endorsed by a majority of the party room yesterday, and now a number of those who didn't vote for him have offered to back him. And I know that the Prime Minister is working to keep the party united, and that's what he's aiming to do.
Can I just get clear what you said then? A number of those who voted against Malcolm Turnbull yesterday have since offered to back him?
That's right.
So a number of that 35 have since spoken to the Prime Minister and said, we're going to be on your side next.
That's my understanding.
How many?
A number of ministers who apparently voted for Peter Dutton have been to see the Prime Minister and offered their resignations. Now, that's, I think, the right thing to do. But the Prime Minister has asked them to stay, and I understand a number of them have. Now, the Prime Minister is having these discussions. I'm not, but that's my understanding.
Offering to stay in the ministry is not the same thing as offering to back the Prime Minister if there's another vote.
Well, my understanding is that they're offering to back the Prime Minister and stay in the ministry.
It's a pretty hopeless situation, though, around a cabinet table and a ministerial table, isn't it, in terms of trust and loyalty? If at least 9, and there's reportedly more ministers, have put up their hand and said, we don't back you for the leader.
Well, Fran, we're a party that has 2 distinct wings. We don't have formal factions like the Labor Party, but we have a conservative side and we have a moderate side and we have quite a number, happily in the middle, and I include myself in that group. But that means that we have pretty robust debates, we have different perspectives, but at the end of the day, what we focus on is the interests of the Australian people. So as long as we have these robust debates within the cabinet, within the party room, but then agree on an outcome that we believe is in the best interests of the Australian people, well, then that's the way political and parliamentary debate ensues.
But they don't usually end up in a leadership ballot. Is this what this schism
well, in fact,
is about?
Fran, I have been in politics for 20 years now, and I have seen many leadership ballots on both sides of the parliament. Not so long ago, in fact, just weeks ago, people were talking that Anthony Albanese was going to challenge Bill Shorten for the leadership of the Labor Party. Now, what we're doing on our side of politics is we've cleared the air. There's been a leadership contest and the Prime Minister was endorsed by a majority of the party room. And now we heal the divisions, we unite the party and we focus on implementing the policies that the Australian people want to hear from us and that are in their interests.
You really think this has cleared the air? Have you read the papers this morning?
Well, I've also spoken to my colleagues and I believe that the Prime Minister has been endorsed by a majority of the party room. Well, that's a fact. And I understand that a number of people who didn't vote for him have now said that they will back him.
So you don't believe there will be a leadership challenge within days?
Well, it certainly won't be from me. And I certainly don't believe there'll be one from anyone that I've spoken to, but I can't speak for every person in the party room. No person can do that. It's the same on both sides of politics.
You're completely right. Of course, a successful political party does need to have internal debates and do need to thrash around issues and come out with united positions that best serve their constituents. But this seems to be about something different. This seems to be about, in fact, Senator Conchetta Fierravanti-Wells, who we'll be speaking to later on the program, she voted against Malcolm Turnbull for Peter Dutton, and she wrote a letter outlining her concerns. She says that the Liberal Party is moving too far to the left and we are losing our Conservative base. Is this a leadership contest for many people about more than just winning or losing the next election? Is it about the heart and soul of the Liberal Party?
Well, I think each person had their own personal reasons for resigning, but as far as I'm aware, only Peter Dutton's resignation and Connie Fiavanti-Wells' resignation have been affected. So of the others that didn't vote for Malcolm Turnbull, I understand that they've reconsidered their position and are backing Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. Now, we will continue to have debates within our party because I believe that that's the best way to get policy outcomes that will then pass through the House of Representatives. And we only have a majority of one in the House of Representatives, and we don't have a majority in the Senate. We do not control the votes in the Senate. So politics is the art of the compromise, and that's what we seek to do. Now, it's a robust debate.
Politics is also about conviction, and it seems to be. Do you have a sense that within your party room, some don't believe that Malcolm Turnbull shares the convictions that the Liberal Party base share, that this is actually an ideological divide? Now, it's always there, built in to the Liberal Party between the moderates and the Conservatives, the small L Liberals and the Conservatives. But is there an ideological chasm within your party at the moment? Is that what is behind this leadership?
Howard, the great Prime Minister John Howard, often said that there are two wings in the Liberal Party. There's the Conservative wing and there's the moderate wing.
And has Malcolm Turnbull been unable to bridge that?
I believe that there's a middle grouping of people who are happily in between the Conservative view and the moderate view. And that's what makes the Liberal Party great. That's what makes the Liberal Party one of the most successful political organisations in Australia's history. And it's why we've been elected from 6 out of the last 8 elections, because at the end of the day, it's our policies and our values that give the most hope to the most Australians. We believe in lower taxes for people so that people have more of their own hard-earned money in their pockets. We believe in lower prices. That's why we're working so hard to put downward pressure on electricity prices. We believe in a fair go. That's why we've come up with a plan for the GST for West Australia, if you'll excuse me putting in a vote for my home state. That's what the Liberal Party does in partnership with the National Party.
Well, if that's all happening and that's all going so well, why did 35 of your colleagues vote to change the leader?
Well, you'd have to ask each one of them individually why
they did that. You must be thinking about
this.
You must know this means there's an issue, there's a problem. What is going on? Is it a vote against Malcolm Turnbull because of where he stands in that landscape, that they just don't believe he reflects the Liberal Conservative base, or is it something else?
Well, let me put it this way.
They don't believe his story of success.
Let me put it this way. We are all united in our collective view that our policies are in Australia's national interest and those of the Labor Party are not. We are absolutely united in our view. There are differences of opinion on how we're engaging with the Australian people, and that's what we'll be focusing on. We have the task of healing the divisions within the party, bringing the party together and focusing on policies that are of concern and interest to the Australian people. And each one of us has a responsibility to do that. We all represent a constituency. The senators represent states. And that's the role that we must all play, focusing on the Australian people and their needs and their concerns.
When Concetta Fiorenti-Wells resigned, she revealed, she suggested some months ago, you should be replaced as the deputy leader by Peter Dutton. Now, you've worked closely together, you and Senator Fiorenti-Wells. Were you aware she wanted you gone? And what do you make of that idea? Would that be a way to heal the divisions and bridge the divide?
No, I wasn't aware of that. In fact, Connie and I just had a very successful visit together throughout the Pacific. And we went to Samoa, and then prior to that, we had a bipartisan tour of the Pacific with Penny Wong and Claire Moore. And it was a very successful, productive visits. Look, I stood for election to the position of deputy leader yesterday, and I was elected unopposed. So if somebody else wanted to stand against me, that was their opportunity yesterday when my position was spilled, as they say, the leadership positions were declared vacant. And when it came to the separate election for deputy leader, I was the only person who stood. Okay. So I was elected unopposed.
Julie Bishop, can I just ask you briefly, we've just got a minute to the news. Can National Party MP Darren Chester has said this morning, a challenger should not assume that he will command a majority on the floor. That seems to be an applied threat that some, including him, may sit on the crossbench. What do you think of that?
There are already a number of crossbenchers whom we rely upon for supply and for confidence on the floor of the House. And by the way, the Prime Minister won a vote of confidence on the floor of the House yesterday, resoundingly. A party in our position or a coalition in our position must first win the support of the crossbenchers because we only have a majority of one. And if more people go to the crossbench, it makes our task that much harder of having to negotiate with more crossbenchers.
Julie Bishop, we're out of time. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Fran.
Julie Bishop.